Well, as you know, the month of October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we've got together with CMC, where CMC Breast Care Center provides health, healing, and hope with the latest technologic advantages. And joining us, Dr. Betsy Angelakis. Welcome. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Mammography is the best way for women to find out if they have any issues with their breast cancer.
Well, you mentioned hope, and this is the month of hope, and our hope is to bring as many women as possible in for their screening mammogram. We know 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer during their lifetime. And we would like to detect that cancer at the soonest possible moment.
What age do you recommend women start seeing the doctor or get the mammograms?
Absolutely by age 40. Some women may actually have a benefit from coming sooner than that. If you have a mom or a sister who had breast cancer, at a minimum, we want to see women starting every year at age 40.
And part of that, as we've discussed when I visited you in your office, was that you need to establish a baseline. You want to go in at your healthiest possible moment, you know, that's your 100% hope, so that the next time you go in, you have something to compare it to all the time.
That's right, Marga. Definitely. It helps tremendously to have the comparison mammogram starting at age 40 so that we can see what your normal breast tissue looks like first is a huge help. And once in a great while, we're finding that early cancer on that very first mammogram. And we feel so blessed and grateful when we catch that woman at that age, because diagnosing an early breast cancer in a 40-year-old has a huge impact on her family, and we want her to be there for her kids.
You also mentioned at one point, too, that it seems that cancer can be a lot more aggressive for women in their 40s.
Yes. Sadly, when there's a delay, particularly in the young woman, those cancers that appear in the women in their 40s tend to be more aggressive, and we would like to be more on top of it and find it at the soonest moment so that we can offer her a chance of cure. Delaying coming in for your first mammogram may be a life-altering mistake.
Because you can't always feel the breast cancer before it's there, because women are supposed to have self-breast exams. You recommend that we do that monthly, which is a good idea, obviously, but the cancer can be there before you feel the lump.
Absolutely. Yes. Self-exam is a big part of your health care, but mammography, and now we have digital mammography, we have 3D mammography, we have contrast-enhanced mammography, all these tools help us see breast cancer before you can feel it and find it at an earlier stage when there is great hope.
Tell me a little bit more about the contrast mammography. Neil and I were discussing that earlier, and this is a newer advancement now?
Digital mammography has opened the door to many new technologies for us, including 3D mammography that we can offer women on their screening mammogram that allow us to see through the breast tissue even better and help us define whether a mass is present. When we do see something, contrast-enhanced mammography at the diagnostic stage makes breast cancer light up. So it lets us see through the dense breast tissue and determine whether a mass is suspicious enough, and really helps us guide care for that patient and target the mass. Sometimes we use the contrast and we find there is no abnormality, and it allows us to give reassurance to that patient immediately. It's we get to show her the images, and it's wonderful.
It's like a big old magnifying glass.
After a mammogram, how long until you get the results?
I love to give results when a patient's come back for an abnormality. I love to give results right away.
Okay.
With your screening mammogram, if you want to wait a few minutes, happy to give it right away.
So there's no wait. You just take a look at it after it's been done. Wow.
Exactly. At CMC, we offer immediate results to all our patients.
That's good to know. And some of the numbers you were saying, is it 1 in 8 will be diagnosed? 1 woman in 8 will be diagnosed with breast cancer?
During her lifetime, 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer during her lifetime.
Wow.
And we want to catch that the soonest possible moment. It's very sad for us when patients come in with a palpable lump that turns out to be cancer, because we feel We might have caught it sooner had she had a mammogram.
Bottom line, get the mammogram.
It could save your life, and it doesn't take more than a 45-minute to an hour appointment to find out whether you're healthy or not.
Dr. Angelakis from CMC, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
CMC Breast Care Center, providing health, healing, and hope with the latest technologic advantages.